This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A bombshell study out of India again finds stunning percentages of breast cancer among abortion survivors. Even though the term recall bias is repeated like a mantra in hopes of discrediting such studies, Dr. Joel Brin says the recall bias argument fails to make sense after examining the many meta-analyses. The bottom line seems to be that abortionists, those with the most to lose from health restrictions on abortion, make the most allegations against an increasingly well-established abortion-breast cancer link. The local bishop in South Bend, Indiana, the home of the University of Notre Dame, is offering severe criticism of the university's Laetare Medal, honoring Vice President Joe Biden as someone illustrating the ideals of the church. Bishop Kevin Rhodes' criticism comes after months of trying to work with Notre Dame to avoid the scandal of idealizing abortion as a public good. This is Life News Radio.
Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion.
In other headlines, among documented crimes by ISIS is now the forced abortion and rape of pregnant sex slaves. The ACLU wants to force U.S. Catholic hospitals to perform abortions, and pro-life laws and increased pregnancy resources are cutting abortion numbers by 34% in Oklahoma. For other pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.